So gird your loins about with truth. So if you gird your loins about with truth, how many times can you tell a lie and be girded about with truth? None. That's absolutely right. Zero tolerance here, isn't there, Tom? Zero. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, how do you get, when do you get the breastplate of righteousness? Whenever you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He became your righteousness, right? If Jesus Christ became your righteousness when you accept Him as Lord and Savior, then the breastplate of righteousness is on you all the time. Now then, what if you don't know it? What if you don't know you're the righteousness of God in Christ? In fact, I ask this question often. How many of you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that because of what Jesus done for you on the cross, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? See, if you don't know that, hey, that, hold up both his hands, praise God. If you don't know that, you're opening a door for the devil to get you because you're not believing by faith that what Jesus done for you is good enough. How many times I hear people, I pray for somebody and they get healed. And they say, oh, the prayer of a righteous man avails much. I wish I was righteous like you are. What did I have to do with my righteousness? Nothing. Who made me righteous? The King did. I'm claiming what He did by faith, right? And if I claim by faith that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, and I know I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, then I got my shield on, my breastplate of righteousness. And the devil looks over there and he says, ain't no crack in that shield. Ain't no crack in that one. So that fiery dart, he won't even shoot one at you because he knows he's going to be wasting his arrows. But what if you don't know? If you don't know, you know, how many times have I heard people say, well, I sure do wish I was righteous like you are. See, they don't have a clue that I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. If they believe in Jesus, are they that way too? Supposed to be. They're supposed to be. Then he says, and your feet, in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, how many of us get out of peace once in a while with somebody? Now, how many times are we supposed to get out of peace? So why do we do it? You open a door to the enemy. I mean, he can't, as long as you're walking in peace, he can't shoot you in the foot. Isn't that wonderful? But if you get out of peace, he's there with those fiery darts. He's going to shoot you, and he's going to get you. And do you think he loves it? Of course he does, because he wants to make you sick and afflict you. So we're fighting against this beast, the devil. And he says, above all, taking the shield of what?
Faith.
Now that's a big one, isn't it? The shield of faith. In other words, when you take the shield of faith, you believe that every promise Jesus made for you in the Word is yours. It's personal. Right, young lady? If Jesus said that about me, then praise God, I'm somebody, right? Somebody come along and say, oh, you're just an old worthless woman. You ain't worth nothing. Oh! That devil will tell you that, won't he? He'll tell you that through people sometimes. He'll tell you through your mother, your daddy. Husband sometimes, that's right. Guarantee that beast will do it. He'll do it to all of us if you'll let him, right? Oh, you ain't worth nothing. That's when you have to say, oh, but devil, I'm a son or a daughter of the King. I know who I am in Christ. Now, taking the shield of faith, that's believing the promises of God. You know, but how many times do I hear people say, well, I was so depressed. Oh, we had a sad story the other day. A man and his wife had come to this church. Their grandson overdosed on drugs, medical drugs that was assigned by a doctor, but he took too many of them, and it killed him. And the drugs they gave him was for depression. He was depressed, and he was 20 years old. Now, who had he listened to? Listen to that beast saying, you're worthless. You ain't worth nothing.
You're a liar.
But that beast will do that to you, Scott. You know that?
That's right.
How many of us has he told that to at one time or another? Every one of us. You're worthless. You're nothing. And especially when things don't just go just right. And he does it to so many men, especially if something happens in their business world and they're having trouble making ends meet with the family. The devil will say, you're worthless. You ain't never going to be able to provide for your family. Just go ahead and end it all. You're so worthless. And guess who we listen to? We don't have a clue who we are in Christ. See? But if you get a hold of the Word, when those thoughts come, you say, devil, get out in the name of Jesus. I don't have to yield to you. In fact, you know what the Scripture says? In fact, let's turn to Isaiah 61:3, and let's see what God's answer is to heaviness or depression. Then we'll come back here. Isaiah 61:3. To point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness. That they might be called trees of righteousness. Isn't that awesome? So see, when you got the Word hidden in your heart, when that old devil comes up and say, oh, you old unworthy, worthless, nothing.
I'm a tree of righteousness.
You're a tree of righteousness. I've been made that by the Son of God. And I'm going to jump up and that devil, he'll pat you on the head and say, you worthless critter. You're depressed. And you're going to jump up and down and start screaming and hollering and praising the King. If somebody said, what are you doing? And you just went wild. You're in Home Depot, and all of a sudden that spirit of heaviness tries to come up on you, and you see the price of lumber, and it's too high. And he said, oh, you ain't never going to be able to get this building built anyway. I'm just going to jump up and start praising the King. Somebody's going to say, what in the world is wrong with you? I said, that devil just tried to put a spirit of heaviness upon me, and I'm just praising the King. I know God's got all the money in the world, and I know he's going to provide for me to build this building, and I ain't even going to go there with that devil on heaviness. I'm going to worship and praise God. Now see, you don't need to go down to the doctor and get medicine for heaviness, do you? All you got to do is do it God's way. But how many people do you know don't know that Scripture? The spirit of heaviness. You trade that beast in for the spirit of praise. How easy is it to jump up and down and praise God? Well, if you've been a member of some of the churches I've been a member of, you see them singing, standing on the promises, and somebody's out there. I don't like that song. I ain't singing with this bunch. You know what they ought to be doing? They ought to be throwing their hands up saying, praise God, I'm standing on the promises. My only problem was the church I was raised up in, I sing standing on the promises, didn't have a clue what it meant. Didn't have a clue how to stand on them. Didn't know what they were. But I was good at singing the song with them. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises sing. Ring, praise the Lord! Hey, what did the King tell us to do? Jump up and down and praise Him, right? So now then, when that devil tries to put a spirit of heaviness on me, who needs medicine? But for sure, I mean, I feel so sad for this family. Lost this grandson, 20 years old. Overdosed on a drug from a doctor. Took too much of it. And the little boy, 20 years old, died in the night. All he needed to know, or all that family needed to know, for heaviness, what do you got to do? Praise God. What happens to your heaviness? Goes away. That's a spirit. You're wrestling against this beast. And you have power and authority over it in the name of Jesus. Isn't that something? These spirits that drag us down, kill us, torment us, we as sons and daughters of God have power and authority over these things, so they don't have the capability to do this to us if we only know the truth. But we let them beat up on us all the time. You know, and we're saying, God, where are you? And he said, well, I'm right here with you. I gave you all the power. I told you what to do. But Lord, I don't know what to do. He said, well, that's not my problem. I give you the book. Told you to read it.
Praise God.
That's what Scott told me. He said, I'd studied the Bible for years. But he said, I've never seen nobody walk in these things. In other words, he's one of those just like I was. We're standing on the promises. We don't have a clue what's standing on tomorrow. But when you get a hold of it, you can stand on them, right?
Absolutely.
Praise the King. You can stand on them. Then he says, and above all, back to Ephesians 6:16, and above all, taking the shield of faith, with the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. How many of the fiery darts?
All.
Isn't that good news? God didn't cut you and me short, did He?
No, He didn't.
He left us everything we need. So when the enemy comes upon us, he tries to put something upon us. He tries to put pain or symptom upon us today. Just like a gentleman that was listening to my teaching on the question and the answer. I believe that's the one he said. I believe it was a question and the answer. He called me this last week and said, Thurman, praise God, I was driving down the road listening to this series, question and answer. He said, you know that problem with my head that you prayed for and that I prayed for you with you and it hadn't gone away? I said, yeah. He said, I'm driving down the road thinking, Lord, I know what this is. This is a demon. So he said, I turned the radio off, and I said, you just got through saying, said, if you pray about it and it don't happen, then take authority over that demon. Make sure every sin's repented of, and then be bold and forceful and kick him out forcefully in the name of Jesus. So he said, I reached over and turned the radio off, and I said, you devil of hell, I have repented of every sin known and unknown, and I am a son of God, and you have no power over me. I am getting fed up with you with this problem in my head. Now, in Jesus' name, that spirit of infirmity, come out of me, and don't you ever enter me again in the name of Jesus. And he said, I did it boldly and forcefully, and said, Thurman, immediately it left, and the problem went away. Wow, isn't that something? He was awestruck. Now, how much power and authority do we have over the devil?
All.
So don't let him beat up on you. But see, here's what the devil will do to you. Whenever this kingdom we're wrestling against is invisible, you can't see it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.